I got some really good feedback from the episode on Windows workflow. A lot of questions. And I think what I did is I did everybody a disservice. In trying to learn Windows workflow, I basically scrambled and tried to put together a real short, quick scenario as a spike and say, what do you think? Is this too complicated for the community? Unfortunately, I didn't put together a capable scenario that would explain why to use it in the first place. I kind of just assumed people would understand a checkout process in an e-commerce store in general is very complicated. It always is. So, with that said, what I decided to do is to take it a step further. I've created a couple additional services here, and I've also kind of buffed things out a little bit and made the concept a little more clear. So let's jump into it right now. First and foremost, what I don't want to do is I don't want Windows workflow to govern a checkout process. This is supposed to be an asynchronous effort. So what I do want it to do is I want it to run some verifications like authorizing a credit card, validating shipping and billing addresses, and so on. Sending emails, all that stuff, I want it to happen asynchronously. I do not want that to happen in line with the user's experience. As far as the user knows, they've given us some valid information. And this goes back to a principle in doing business called good faith. And what that basically means is someone gives you a credit card, you have to assume, doing good faith business, that credit card is valid and they've got money. Now, of course, you're going to back up that assumption with some actual checks, but at the time that the transaction is made, it's usually a good handshake and a thank you. You don't ever want to look sideways at a user and say, you just wait right there while I check your credit card. Anyway, that's called bad faith business, and you don't want to do that. With a website, however, and don't mistake what I'm saying here, with a website, it's okay to tell the user, thank you very much, we're going to get your order out to you soon. And then follow up with kind of an exceptional condition, which is, oh, by the way, the card you gave us isn't valid. Could you try it again? Most users have no problem with that. And as long as it's a polite email. Okay, so moving right along, what you want to do here, what I want to do is I want to make sure I save this order to the database. Things like the payment method, shipping address, and everything. I kind of want to clip it right there. That's the end of the user interaction, and I'm going to start my part of the deal, which is to go through the machinations of generating out this order and getting it fulfilled. That's where this part comes in. Now, it's important here to a lot of people say, why do you even want to involve ASP.NET in this? And the reason why is simply because of the credit card. I don't want to save that to the database. There's credit card information that's saved on the order here. If we go to order and payment method, a credit card is a type of payment method. I don't want to save that down. It's up to you. If you want to save it, you go right ahead. That's your choice. Always encrypt it. I find it to be a security hole, so what I want to do is kick this off right now, right here. And so that's what this pipeline queuing section is all about. Okay, so I'm going to jump off that discussion and show you a couple of things I've added, which you've probably been looking at here in my solution. I've added two services. I've added a mailer service, which handles email, and I've handled an inventory service. So these are kind of real-world things that you're going to want to be doing. You're going to want to check inventory before you send any order out the door. It's got to be either in your warehouse or you got to know that you can get it. I've also updated some statuses on the product and the order, specifically the idea of inventory status. So let's go up here to the product, and you can see we have an inventory status: in stock, back order, pre-order, special order, discontinued, currently unavailable. These are all being set on the fly by the inventory service, and I'll show you how that's handled right now. So if we come on down here to the inventory service, there's a little bit of logic that goes off in here. This is up to you and how you handle it, but there's a method on here called set product inventory status. And I'm kind of hard coding some strings in here. You can handle it how you like. But the idea is that we set this status here, and if another process wants to save that to the product, it sure can. So basically that's how it's handled. We take a look at the amount on hand for the product and go from there. And all of this said, I very well know that inventory is a very, very difficult, detailed process. So I will be kind of adding to this and making sure that everything is proper when we go live with the site. Okay, well, let's take a quick look at the mailer service. This uses a thing called a mailer. It's just a representation of an email. I have a method in here called send. I have another method in here that actually binds order information to some mailing text. I'm using some simple string replacements. That's going to change. It's just there kind of now as a stub. I don't like this. I tried to use the simple placeholder stuff inside of a database record. It just didn't work. Okay, so finally, the last thing I did is I stubbed out, like I typically do in my test class here, I stubbed out a test mailer repository, and you can see how I'm making up some records in here for mailers. Finally, I also, and this is kind of cool, I stubbed out a test mailer service, and I really like this. And what send does is the send order actually just pops a mailer into, and where is it? Here we go. Into a list that I'm exposing on here called sent mail. So that's kind of cool. That's going to allow me to bypass entirely SMTP and system.net, which is what I want. So I can check emails as sent by the pipeline. Okay, well, that's a lot of preamble. Let's just get right to kind of the guts of what I'm doing. And I'm going to go over all this code I just showed you in a later webcast. For right now, I just really want to show you the pipeline that I've updated here. First and foremost, I made a little few more granular activities, things that you might do in the process of your order experience. And so first and foremost, what I want to say is each one of these things really has 2 to 3 lines of code. So authorize pin, and they all the logic here, by the way, happens inside the service class. So all this does is basically call some code. So if we take a look at the code behind authorize payment, it's one line, payment gateway authorize, and that payment gateway is down here in the service class. The next thing is, if we take a look at set order status, we view the code, it does, well, two things really. It sets the status on the order, and then it commits it back to the database. So really simple stuff. You don't want any logic in here. The reason why is because you want to be able to unit test this logic individually and make sure that those bits work. The only unit test you really want to ever perform is to make sure the orchestration is going off. So that's major concept number one to understand, that I'm really just taking granular calls to methods here. Okay, well, let's take a look at the actual workflow. And you can see it's kind of buffed out a little bit. And this more clearly represents what I'm after. So the first item that we're going to do here, if we take a look at the properties, and I'll just open this up and pin it real fast. The first thing that I'm doing is I'm sending a thank you email to the customer. And I'm binding to properties of the workflow. I'm binding this little activity. It needs the customer order, a mail service interface, and the type of mail. And this is an enumeration, which is nice. And I can just drop it down. I can say, send this mail out, customer order received. So that's going to bind a mailer to the customer order, and it's going to send it using this mailer service. OK, well, that's cool. That's thing number one. Thing two, I have a little embedded sequence here. This is a sequence inside of a sequence. It's kind of strange, but the reason I'm doing it is because I have a fault condition I want to catch. So if this sequence fails, and I'll show you why that happens, if it fails, I want to do something. So for right now, know that I have a validate shipping activity here, and what happens there is I am binding an address. I'm binding the address service that's passed in here, and I'm also binding an address to verify. If I take a look here, it's the passed in customer order, and I'm binding the shipping address. Well, if this validation fails, if in the address validator, because what it does is it calls out to an external service, I use rpc.geocoder.us, if it fails, it's going to throw. And so what I can do here, if I drop this open, I can view fault handlers. And it kind of switches the interface around a little bit. I have a fault handler in here. I'm catching all exceptions, because the only exception that's going to come out of here is if that address validation fails. So I'm catching the exception, and that might not be entirely true, but for right now, that's what I have it. When I catch the exception, then I go ahead and execute this activity. It's called a fault handler activity, and I should probably name this better. I'm going to call this catch address fail. There we go, just to make it a little more descriptive. There it is. And so inside here, I'm sending another email. And what this is going to do now is this is going to send an address validation failed email back to the customer. I'm going to bind this order, so it's going to send all the information back to the customer, and then it's going to terminate the workflow. So that's pretty handy. So I have a nice thing in here. And by the way, there's probably a better way to do this. And I'm going to have Mike Talty from the Windows Workflow team. I'm going to have him walk through Windows Workflow with me and tell me if I did this right or wrong. Anyway, the next sequence here is authorized payment. Does the same thing. It basically calls out payment service. It says, is this valid? And it's going to probably go and talk to an external service. And I do have a fault handler in here as well. If this fails, I'm going to send out a payment authorization failed email, boom bang, and that's how I want it to be. Okay, and so then if all that works, I'm going to set the order as verified, which also saves the order down. I'm going to adjust the inventory by calling the inventory interface, and binding the customer order in there. And then I'm going to send off the administrator a brand new order received email, as you can see right there. Oof, a lot going on, but you know what the best part about it is, and I'm not kidding, this took me 10 minutes to orchestrate. Took me about, oh, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes to put together these activities. The concept here, though, is if you do these granularly enough, you can create whatever order workflow you want. The most important thing to understand, too, is you might have another scenario in here. Like, what if you had something like, we can come in here and add another workflow, and we can call it Process PO Workflow. Going to be totally different than a credit card. And the question is, do you want this embedded in code? Probably not. It's going to be very unique to your business, but it's just as easy to call this with one line of code in your application and have it hand off the order and the process off to Windows Workflow. So I think that's kind of cool. Whew, okay, a lot of talking there. What I want to do now is jump over to the unit test that I created. And this is not the most straightforward thing in the world, but what I did is I took some code that's generated. When you create a console application using Windows Workflow, it creates some code for you. So I have an application down here called Pipeline Tester, which is a Windows Workflow console application. And you can see in here the way it spins it up, it uses a using statement, wires some events to see when the thread terminates, and so on. And so that's what I'm going to use here in these unit tests. A little bit more code than I like, but the neat thing is it allows me to make sure that the pipeline is executed. So I have a couple tests in here. And they are that the workflow should send an acknowledgement email to the customer. And then, so this is, you know, I spin up the workflow. I use a wait handle here, make sure it's done. And then my test mailer service, I pull it back out. And I take a look at the mailers that were sent, make sure they're greater than zero, and make sure that the first one is of type customer order received. So that's a pretty cool test right there. And next one, I make sure it fails when the invalid address fails. And I have a flag in my test order or test address validator that says if the city is fail town, then it's going to throw. And so that happens here. And I have to surround this with try catch or else it throws the test. I'm not sure why, but it does. So in case you're wondering why that is, it's there. So then I make sure that an email is sent to the customer, which it should have been, thank you for the order. And then also a failure message was sent. Whoops, you know, we've got to come back and change the address. It's not right. I have another test here, basically fail and notify customers when the auth fails on the credit card. And in here, I basically am using my throw payment service, which I talked about in a previous blog. All it does is throw. And then I check and make sure the mailers are correct. And then I have succession emails here, when it just making sure that everything succeeds. And when it does, it should send an email to the customer and also to the admin. Also, when it succeeds, it should update the inventory status. That's what this test is all about. And then another test here that should make sure that the inventory records have been updated and that the proper inventory has been set. So this is really cool. I got a lot more tests to do, but it's pretty handy stuff. And if I run the tests, and this took me a while to get to work all right, but I get all green lights, so I know that workflow is working exactly the way I want it to. Whew. So I'm going to commit this code right now. I would really love some feedback from you based on this follow-up screencast. See what you think. I'm sorry for going so fast, but I'm going to cover the rest of the items I've added. I've added a whole bunch in a later webcast. Thanks for watching.